I don't get nervous, but I'm starting to get a bit shaky, you know what I mean? I'm a little bit worried.
So I just wanted to do a little bit of an update because, rather frustratingly, I'm going to have to take a little bit of a break from the podcast before it's really got going because of some personal reasons. And I thought I'd put a bit of an update on here as to the reason behind this temporary hiatus, let's call it. Basically, over the last 2 or 3 years, I've been getting really bad chest pains and other associated illnesses, and it resulted in me getting chronic pneumonia on and off for about 14 to 18 months. During that period, I've not been able to exercise and keep fit, so basically my fitness and overall health and well-being have been pretty poor. I had a bunch of medical investigations and all sorts of work done. I won't go into all the minor details, but firstly, I was diagnosed with something called Barrett's esophagus. So Barrett's esophagus isn't curable, but it is treatable. And from gutscharity.org.uk, they define Barrett's as the term used for a potentially precancerous condition where the normal cells lining the esophagus, also known as the gullet or food pipe, have been replaced with abnormal cells. The abnormal cells start from where the esophagus meets the stomach and spread upwards, and the main concern is that a small number of people with Barrett's esophagus will develop esophageal cancer, although the majority will not. So for me, it basically results in a lot of kind of digestive issues and problems when eating, and I can't really drink anymore and stuff like that because it has a really bad like acidy problem. So I had a load of investigative work around that on my heart and cardio, and although there are a few blips and stuff while I was wearing a heart monitor for a while, there's nothing to worry about, so I kind of got the all clear on that front. I went to then return and do more fitness and get that back in place, but there was a bunch of investigations into my respiratory issues which brought up all sorts of things like asthma and allergies. So I was given a bunch of inhalers which were quite strong compared to anything I'd have before, so with steroids and all sorts, but they didn't really seem to help anything. I had a bunch of allergy and intolerance tests done and nothing really came up there, so nothing kind of provided any sort of answer to it. So when I had pneumonia, I was having fairly regular chest x-rays, but nothing was being picked up in there. And the x-rays, they, you know, didn't show anything. And I had some blood tests and stuff as well that showed that there was nothing, you know, nasty present in my system, which is a huge relief. So, you know, the big C word and everything. But something kept going, you know, I just kept not getting very well. And all this time with all these various diagnoses, I still had this horrible kind of sharp stabbing pain in my chest. And I had these issues with my lungs and this repeat of pneumonia coming back and back and back. So nothing seemed to respond to any of the aspirin inhalers and things. So I have to say that the whole way through, the NHS have been brilliant. But so my doctor's surgery is one of those that's federated with several other surgeries. So you never get the same doctor twice, which can be really frustrating for a complex case like this, where you have to describe everything from start to finish every time you speak to anybody. So throughout the last kind of 2 or 3 years, I've had some occasions where with GPs are saying that, well, they've been quite dismissive and they're saying, you know, just kind of sit it out and it'll go away. But, you know, I've been getting really ill, so it felt like they're being dismissive of my symptoms or the case in general, and said that I'm probably just overstressed and need to relax a bit more, or words to that effect, let's say. But I've always known that something isn't right. I should say that my family supported me all the way through this, by the way. They've, you know, encouraged me to keep battling on this front and keep raising it. So I ended up having an MRI scan, which is like a 3D x-ray if you don't know what that is, but they found something which couldn't have been picked up in a standard 2D x-ray. So the MRI basically showed that at some point I've broken rib 1, which is the rib at the top of your rib cage, on both sides. And yeah, like if you're not familiar, it's like a really big thick rib that sits behind the shoulder blade, so you can't actually like feel it. But when you take a scan from the front, you can't see it because you've got the collarbone in the way. And it's worth saying that it's also very unusual to break rib 1 in isolation. It's much more common to break it along with other ribs. But for me, I'd just broken rib 1 on both sides. And it had healed on the left-hand side, kind of. It was quite bumpy, it looks a bit rough. But on the right-hand side, it's not healed at all. And it actually formed a kind of sharp point that was pointing into my chest towards my lung. So it seems like that was fairly regularly, you know, maybe it's been puncturing my lung, and that I haven't had asthma, it's actually been a perforated lung. It's quite hard to say because, you know, they won't really know until they kind of get in there. But I ended up having a meeting with a surgeon called a thoracic surgeon, and we discussed this, and he basically told me that the break was right next to a bunch of nerves and vein and artery and all sorts of complex areas. So it's a complex area to operate on, but we would certainly need to do something about this. So with ribs, surgeons tend to either put a metal plate in to reconnect the two areas or remove some of the rib. And the surgeon explained that because it's such a sensitive area, he doesn't think that plating will be an option. So he's basically going to have to go in and sort the rib area out and have a look, you know, see if there's any dodgy bits in that area to remove, or check out the lung. It's probably going to need the lung to be collapsed in the operation and all sorts. So it's going to end up being quite a complex, well, fairly complex operation, let's say. So it's a little bit of a tricky operation that involves collapsing the lung behind it. And obviously from the MRI, we don't know what the damage has been to the lung by the sharp bit of bone that was poking into it. It seems very likely that all the episodes of asthma that, or like asthma inverted commas, that I've had was actually issues with a perforated lung. We just don't know to what extent until we really get in there. There's no way to do this operation as keyhole surgery, so I'm going to be on open surgery. So I have a nice big scar on my chest. I just really hope that I can get this operation done and move on with it without all these health issues that I've had last year, get fitness back and all that kind of stuff. And I'll still have the esophagus stuff to deal with, the Barrett's esophagus stuff, but hopefully with my overall health being much better, it will be easier. So it sounds a bit cheesy, but obviously I want to say a massive thank you to my family for all the support that I've had. I've had some lovely messages from friends supporting me as well, sending me loads of good vibes, and my colleagues at Paleo Ridge as well. When I'm out of action, I'm sure to be thinking up loads more content and loads more ideas and stuff that I want to do. I just want to say massive thanks for listening, and I'll see the other side of this. And I put together a little song just to leave you with. So thank you.
See you in a bit. I'll be back in a while with marketing facts and jokes to make you smile. Keep being awesome and learning marketing. You don't want to end up doing supply chain things. Digital wave, feed the pixel line. From pixels to pulses, across the virtual line. Charging through circuits, where energy flows in the electric light. The whole cosmos glows.